Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everyone. Glad to have you with us for another week, and it's going to be a good one. A lot of cool stuff to talk about today, Don. Ava, you're both here, which is nice to see.
It's a full house today.
Full house, yeah.
It's going to be good. We're going to talk a little bit about pheasant numbers in Minnesota, pheasant numbers in Iowa, and a crazy anomaly. We're talking about registered deer numbers in Michigan. So we're going to cover the span of the Midwest on today's show. A lot of good stuff to talk about, and I think you guys need to be parked in your chair, parked in your car, leave this thing on, don't go into the store, hang out, listen, because a lot of fun stuff is coming right up. Stay tuned. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you as well, and we've got Donald in the house today.
Donald.
Yeah, good to be here.
I didn't recognize you.
You didn't?
Why?
Well, actually, there's about the same amount of me as there's been in the past.
I was wondering who that guy sitting next to me was.
It's a stranger.
Yes, well,
who is this guy?
I know I've been on and off here for the last 2-3 months.
And the shows have been flying. It's amazing how fast we do those shows.
Stop it.
But it takes about a half hour every week.
No, it takes about 18 minutes for us to get done. It's pretty crazy.
Well, that's all it's going to take us today, if you can get started.
Oh, we love to give you grief, Don.
I know.
It's because we do.
It's because we love them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you've been doing anything outdoors at all?
No. Unfortunately, I haven't.
Unfortunately. Well, let me tell you something. You know, the salmon fishing has been fantastic, right?
Yeah, I've been seeing pictures.
Yeah. It's I have brought fish in for you and Ava, so don't tell me I haven't.
No.
I share the wealth. And so one of the things that you know, I've known for many years when we've been fishing Green Bay. Green Bay was one of those first places I learned that water temps move bait fish in a big way. And the fishery in Green Bay has changed dramatically. And the fact that the walleye are not migrating to the degree they used to into the Fox River, they're finding they're starting to spawn on the reefs because they have food source with the goby. They're changing, transitioning their diet to that. It's a fatty fish, and it's providing amazing catches all over the area. So it changes things, but originally it was when the alewives were in, you'd have wind blow one way, but you had to think hydrologically when water moves. So the surface moves away, and it'll push, let's say the wind is from the west. That will push that warm surface water to the east part of the lake, and that water will roll underneath and make it very, very warm. Well, bait fish have a certain temperature that they like, and they will hang in that temperature. Well, as that warm water moves away from shore, it pushes that cold underwater temp up and therefore cools the west shore. So west wind pushes the surface out, it wells up and pushes that colder lower water up. And I've never seen and obviously many years of doing this, but not as many salmon fishing, but I've never seen a situation where we're dropping the downriggers using the fish hawk. And I'll tell you, we get something else we have to talk about. But we had talked with my guy from Fish Hawk about water temperatures and seeing what's going on. But it's a probe, and it tells you speed of water and temperature at certain depths that you lower. And a downrigger is basically a heavy ball, and there's a transmitter on it, and you drop it down to see what the temperatures are to find something called a thermocline, which is a real separation of water temperature points. You could actually see it on your graph. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The water temps were 60 degrees down 100 feet. And you'd drive and drive.
They were cooler on the surface?
Well, it was warmer on the surface.
Right.
But it was still 60, which is not normal, down 100 to 100, well, even 120 feet. Which
that's warm for that low. For that
very, very warm. So the real struggle was, you had to get out early. You had to get these fish before it became just started to get daylight, and that's, you know, that was the bite was happening, and it literally by 9 o'clock in the morning it was, or eight even, it was done. You could stay out all you wanted. You're not going to get anything to go. Driving through these fish done. So understanding water and what temperature does to fish is something that it really puts an education out there. So thinking about fall bites when you guys are looking at going to whatever fishing you're going to go, understanding the water temperature is a really important piece to that understanding. And even though migration will happen, if like on the river here, they're going to migrate to the dam regardless, that's a light change. But where they're going to hang out and where the bait fish are and they're going to feed is relative to what that temperature in the water column is.
And water depth has a big...
Absolutely. Factor.
Yeah. Factor in that when it turns over. So.
And it can be if it's a turnover or if it's just that warming or pushing of that surface water. I know we're going to go out this weekend and the forecast is 30 mile an hour winds from the west, gusting to 45.
No, that doesn't sound like a day to go fishing.
No, and I was looking at one of the posts for the guys over in the Lower Peninsula, Michigan, and they're saying, guy says, hey, I'm looking to jump on board with somebody this weekend, and then somebody else comes on and says, yeah, no one will be going out this weekend. The waves are anticipated to be up to 14 feet. Imagine how...
No.
I mean...
No.
And trying to control your boat, even on the western shore... Where the wind is, so you're on the lee side.
Right.
It's impossible.
Yeah. Well,
you end up
unless
dog
you're 200
trolling.
Yards from shore.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're better off trolling from shore.
Yeah.
Without question. And it should move the cooler water in, a lot cooler water in. And then next week we'll be warming up again. So that's going to be the funny part about this whole thing. But, you know, it's something to keep in mind. It's a three dimensional. Now it actually is four dimensional because you have to add that temperature gradient as well into those different areas. So
wind's going to stir it up a big time.
Yeah, it'll be happening. So, well, hey, you guys want to hang out? We got some cool things we're going to talk about. Drones are used to protect cattle out west in the ranches. You're going to want to stick around for this one. This is pretty cool. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.